Jai Bhagwan, thank you for showing up this morning. We're going to begin in standing. So before you start moving in your habitual ways, there's no hurry this morning. Begin to bring your consciousness to your breath, being aware of your breath and your body in whatever position you find yourself at the moment. And then begin to locate your dowel. Each one of you have been given a dowel so that you have that handy. And begin to consciously transition to Tadasana. Being aware as you follow your breath, the movements of your body, what do you have to do to, in the safest way possible, transition to a standing position? The bridge passage from lying on the floor to standing. And begin to come into Tadasana once you're up on your feet. Planting your feet into Mother Earth. Beginning to arrange your feet so that you're standing on the bones of your feet, back on the heel a little bit, up along the lateral border of the foot, and then across the metatarsal heads. Wiggle your toes a little bit. Wake up your toes this morning. Very sleepy toes. And then travel up through your body, through that internal plumb line. See it exit through the top of your head and begin to arrange your body along and around that plumb line. Then you have your dowel handy. You're going to take your dowel in both hands with your palms facing downward and bring the dowel in front of your body at the level of the hip crease, right at the pubic bone. And instead of bending your elbows to adjust the height, let's try another way. Slide your hands together and notice with your elbows straight, notice how the dowel moves down the body. Slide your hands apart and notice how it moves up. And then simply by sliding your hands out or in, without bending the elbows, you can adjust the dowel in just the precise spot. Again, return to your breath. Take a breath in. As you breathe out, squeeze your legs together in the groin area, waking up your adductors this morning. Taking another breath and pressing your hips gently forward, just opening up the hips a little bit as you breathe out. Breathing in as you relax, and out as you press, hold for a moment, and relax, and scanning your body. Where do you feel this simple movement in your body? Coordinating with the breath, and out with the effort. Release the dowel. Take the dowel in one hand with your thumb facing up. Swing the dowel around behind your body, reaching with the other hand, and once again, adjusting the height of the dowel in your body by just sliding your hands in and out. And just find just the right spot that you think that's right about where that tailbone is, right across from the hip crease. Again, bringing your attention back to your feet, pressing your feet into the floor, squeezing your legs together, and then now pressing forward. Same movement, only now with just a little bit more opening in the front of the body. Spread the wings of the collarbones as you press the hips forward. Let your head go along for the ride. Breathing in as you relax. Resist the urge to lead with your head. Lead with your hips. Gently breathing out with each effort. Breathing in. And then standing upright in Tadasana. Feel where your shoulder blades are in the back and envision your shoulder blades with the spine in the middle. Take a breath in and squeeze those shoulder blades together, pulling back, holding, and releasing, coordinating with the breath. Checking that you're still standing on the foot triangle, that you're lengthening up through the crown of your head. And then bringing the doll out in front of you with either hand, turn your hand with your thumb facing down so their palm is facing forward. Swing the doll around the opposite shoulder, grasp the doll with the other hand, and you want the doll to be touching your sacrum, not your hand touching the sacrum, but the doll. So you press the doll into your body with your hand. Again, still being aware of your feet, lengthening your spine. And let's bring the feet just a little bit more apart, just so you make sure you've got good balance for this. Going back to the breath, taking a breath in. As you breathe out, sliding gently down the plumb line, just down a little bit, warming up the knees, and then up. And just down and up a couple of times, getting the knees in gear this morning. Making sure your doll is touching your head and a spot between your shoulder blades. And then slide down and stay in that position and begin to roll the marble down towards your pubic bone. Tuck the fig leaf under. Pull the bum string up, coming forward, keeping the doll on all three points, stretching out your spine, lengthening up through the crown of your head, down through that space, that triangle space, the base of your pelvis, lengthening, pulling those two spots out of the finger lock, lengthening your spine, and then gently coming up and swing the doll back around in front of your body. Take a hold of it with the other hand, thumb facing down. Swing it around the opposite shoulder. And again, pressing the doll into the sacrum, back of the head, spot between the shoulder blades. And feel any difference between your shoulders as you change position with the doll. And then sliding down and up gently, down and up, coordinating with your breath. I like to think of my breath as sort of the tether between my mind and my body, so that I'm keeping my mind on what I'm doing this morning, and then sliding down and straight down the plumb line, and then once again, begin to roll the marble, tuck the fig leaf, pull up on the bum string, hinge at the hip, keeping the doll on all three points, lengthen out through the base of the pelvis and the crown of the head, pulling the crown of the head and the base of the pelvis out of the finger lock. Keep the doll on the sacrum, check those points, and breathe. And then taking a breath and lifting up, bringing the doll back around your body, and then using your doll just for practice, because as you teach, or as I teach, I find that if I do certain movements, then I can teach them better. So you want to be at the foot of your mat or the head of your mat, whichever way you want to be, whichever way you figure it. If you're at the head of the mat, you're going to step back into a lunge. If you're at the foot of the mat, you'll step forward. Come down into a lunge. holding the dowel opposite of your front foot. So it supports the front foot. That's your more stability foot. And come down into a lunge. Down, bringing that back knee to the floor. Bringing the other knee into place next to that one. So now you're kneeling. And take your dowel again in one hand. Thumb facing up. Take it in the other hand. And right at the hip crease again, just practice that little adjustment. Most people want to bend and straighten the elbows in order to adjust it. But if you just slide your hands out and in, that keeps the elbow straight, all the effort in the shoulders. And then take a breath, squeeze your legs together, and press forward in this position. So you're pressing into the dowel. Let the head go along for the ride, just opening the wings of the collarbones. And feel any difference between doing this now and kneeling and standing. With the knees bent. And one more time. And then releasing the dowel, take it in one hand with the thumb up. Bring it around behind the body. Adjust the position. The hands are facing forward now. Hands forward. Shoulders rotated outward. And again, slide it down and up. Just make sure you got it right in the right specific spot for you. Squeeze your legs together. Press. Hold. And release. Breathing in on the release. And out with the effort. Spreading the collarbones. This time, pressing forward, spread your wings, squeeze your shoulder blades together, and open. Envision that beautiful arc of your spine all the way up from the tailbone all the way to the crown of your head. And then coming back to neutral, taking your dowel in your preferred hand. With the thumb facing down, swing it around behind your body. And now have the dowel on your sacrum, head between your shoulder blades. And now that you're kneeling, then you can just begin to go in to that hip hinge in this position. And as you do so, see if you can begin to sit back on your heels. Some of you may get all the way down, some of you may not. And then coming back up, and just do that a couple more times. Keep it being careful that that dowel is staying on all three points. And then releasing your dowel, gently just placing it at the side of your mat. You're going to transfer into lying on your back. So once again, feel where your body is in space at this moment. Now, how are you going to get there? Maybe moving over to one side of the mat, lying down on your abdomen, and then turning on your back, or lying down on your abdomen and figuring out how to get on your back once you're there. The primary thing to consider here is taking care of your back as you transition from one position to the other. Lying on the floor now, begin to feel the strength and the power of Mother Earth supporting you this morning in your yoga practice. Coming into modified Shavasana with your feet resting on the foot triangles of support, bringing your feet together for starters, and bringing the metatarsal head of the first large toe, that prominent bone right behind your big toe, and having them even, and then spreading your heels apart and then the toes apart so that your feet are even on the mat and your knees are lined up with your hips. So you don't want your legs together. You want to bring the feet apart so that the knees are lined up with the hips. Turning the palms of the hands upward. Sliding your arms out to the side to shoulder level. T position. This is where you notice if you have room enough to do things. So you slide your arms out, lengthen out through your fingertips. Pull those fingertips out of the finger lock. Get that elbow stretched out. And then slide your arms back down along the side of your body so your hands are still facing upward, but your hands are down at your hips. And then come about halfway between those two points, your shoulders and your hips. Allow your arms to rest on the floor. Reach up and feel the arch in your neck. Make sure that you're protecting the natural lordosis of your cervical spine. Again, returning to the breath. You could take one hand, if you like, place it over your navel or just below, not above. And begin to draw the breath into the belly. Breathing out completely, tightening those abdominal muscles a little bit to have a complete exhalation, and then holding the breath out momentarily until you feel the urge to allow the breath to flow back in your body and fill the belly. It doesn't actually fill the belly, but what happens is the diaphragm descends and the belly expands. Being aware of your breath, drawing the breath deep as you prepare for practice here. And as you breathe, begin to visualize your ribs and beginning to draw the breath a little bit deeper, filling the belly and then the lower ribs. In our lifetime, we use a fraction of the capacity of our lungs, and we pay little attention to our breath until we need to pay attention to our breath. And then it can become all-consuming. So begin now to be aware of your breath and to practice the breathing of yoga, Dirgha Pranayama. And then on the next breath, as it flows naturally into your body, expanding all the way up to the just below your collarbone so you fill the upper lungs. And if you find that your mind begins to wander at all, just gently bring it back, flowing on the breath, breathing in, breathing out, filling, emptying, in this eternal circle of our breath. And now begin to visualize your body as you're lying on the floor. Feel the support of the floor. And with each breath out, begin to just relax a little bit more. I call it let gravity or the lack of gravity do the work here. You relax. Allow your back to realign in its natural curves. The natural curves of the spine are part of what gives the spine its strength. If it was a straight rod, straight up your back, it wouldn't be as strong or as flexible. That's an amazing structure. Houses your central nervous system. It's very important. And then begin to bring your attention to your shoulders, your arms. Take a breath. And begin to slide your fingertips along the floor, pulling your hands, your fingertips and your hands out of the finger lock, lengthening the arms, Watch what happens to your head now as you do this. You may find your chin starts to drop as it affects your cervical spine. So keeping the curve in your neck. And then visualizing, your palms should be facing upward in a receiving motion, opening up the shoulders in external rotation. And then taking a breath in, and begin to visualize those sponges underneath the acromion processes of the shoulder blades, and squeeze the water out of the sponges, and scan your body and notice how your body do this. Is there any other movement that happens as you gently press down on the breath out, and then breathing in and letting the shoulders relax as you breathe in. Coordinating your breath with the movement, knowing that with this simple movement, it's not so simple for everybody to do this. Notice how simple or difficult or how much concentration you need to place on this movement. And notice that when you press the shoulders down, remember pressing down lifts you up. Notice any movement in your chest. The sternum reaches for the ceiling. And then breathing in on the relaxation. And then begin to do one arm at a time, one shoulder at a time. Notice which one you pick. See what that feels like, just to do one. And then doing the other. Notice any difference in the movement. Keeping the breath coordinated with the movement, breathing in on the relaxation, out with the effort. And envision as you breathe that you're drawing the breath into your lungs and the oxygen, the main fuel of the body, is being picked up and transferred to every single little tiny cell in your body, right down to your little toe, inside your body, bathing your internal organs in necessary energy for function. And releasing out of the shoulder press, reaching up to make sure that you still have an arch in your neck, a little bit of a curve in your neck. And if not, then you bring your chin up or pull the back of the head down. Or if you feel you have too much arch, then just pull the head up in the back and the chin down slightly. Feel in the middle of your neck for those prominent spinous processes. If you feel any of them and they're close to the surface, you might want to tilt back just a little bit more so you're arched in the neck. And then begin to feel the pressure of your head on the floor, on your towel. And taking a breath in, on the breath out, begin to increase that pressure. You might want to reach up with your hands and palpate the sides, just on the outside of the spine, of the center of the spine, to feel the muscles of the neck engaging as you press, hold, and release. And repeating that motion two or three times, coordinating with the breath, and knowing that the muscles that hold your head up against the force of gravity are the upper part of that erector spinae, which starts way down at your tailbone. So you may feel this movement in your lower back, or your mid-back, or in other places in your body. Check that you're not clenching your teeth, or your jaw as you're trying this movement, keeping your jaw relaxed. And now bring your attention out down to your feet, resting on the floor. And begin to choose which leg would you like to start with this morning. Notice if you can pick up that little moment when I talk about the legs and you're kind of deciding and your body is deciding which one you're going to move first. And then you could go with that feeling, or you could say, well, this morning I'm going to start with the other one. So making that little decision, begin to slide the heel out away from the buttocks, straightening one leg down to the floor. Checking to see that your kneecap is pointing straight up toward the ceiling, looking straight up toward the ceiling, and stretch out just the heel, now not the whole leg, that point just in front of the heel. So you're bringing the toes up toward the knee by pressing the heel out and away. Sense the space underneath your thigh, between your hips and your hip and your knee. Take a breath in and begin to focus on that area, pressing your leg down into the floor. If you have a knee issue, you might want to take your rolled towel, your hip crease towel, and you could place it underneath your knee and press into the towel. It's called a quadriceps muscle, tightening the muscle on the front of the knee. Feel the gathering of the muscles in your back, in your gluteals, upper hamstrings, lower back, very important muscles here. And keeping that leg down on the floor, take a breath in, place your same hand on your pelvis, on the rim of your pelvis on that side, taking a breath in, and then lengthen the leg. Lengthen, hold, and relax. And lengthen, hold, right out that spot, right in the front of your heel, the bottom of the foot. Lengthening, holding, and releasing. And keeping the leg long, take your same arm, place it on the floor next to your body, palm down, close to your body. Keeping the elbow straight, bring the arm up in the air and down alongside your ear. And notice how close you come to the floor. Without bending your elbow, keep the elbow straight. Take a breath and bring into your vision the space between the ribs and the pelvis. Take a breath and lengthen that space, pulling the ribs away from the pelvis away from the ribs. The arm should be as close to your head as possible. So I see some of you kind of moving the arm out to the side to get closer to the floor. Stay close to your head and go just as far as you can, keeping your arm close to your body, and lengthen. Hold and release. And then return the arm back down to the side of the body. Envision your leg now from your hip down to that point in your heel. And take a breath and lengthen from that hip joint area. And feel the difference between that and moving from the pelvis. Breathing in, imagine that your foot now is resting on a vertical wall, and you're going to take a breath in and then press that foot into the wall as if you could make a mold in the wall that looks just like your foot triangle. In other words, there would be no mold of the inner border of your feet. It's the outer border of the foot, the heel, and the ball of the foot. Breathe out. When in doubt, breathe out. And then, checking to see your arms are still turned up after all of this, and slide that heel back up to rest on the foot triangle next to the other one. Taking a breath, lengthen the other leg down to the floor. Adjusting the foot by stretching out through that little spot in front of the heel without pulling on the hip or anything, just the foot. And begin to vision the area of your leg between your hip and your knee on this leg. You can place that support under your knee if you like to help protect your knee. Take a breath and press that area of your leg down towards the floor, pressing, holding, releasing, repeating a couple of times, engaging those lower back muscles, posterior hip muscles,
And then taking the same hand, place it on the rim of the pelvis on that side. And taking a breath in, keeping your foot in position. And lengthening out the leg by pulling the pelvis away from the ribs. Breathing out as you stretch. Hold, release. Establish a rhythm with your breath and your movement. Keeping the breath going to all those little cells of your body, the working muscles. And now taking that same arm and placing it next to your body with the palm down, keeping the elbow straight. Now watch the excursion of your arm as you bring the arm up in the air and down alongside your ear, and notice if it starts to kind of want to move out to the side a little bit. Now the back of your hand should end up on the floor here, not your thumb, but the back of your hand, if you keep your arm in position. So the arm is up alongside the ear, and you're going to take a breath, and you're going to lengthen out that space between the pelvis and the ribs, lengthening, holding, releasing with the breath, coordinating with the breath, keeping the other arm turned up at your side, pressing out through the heel as you lengthen the leg. Paying attention to your entire body as you work with one part. So you're focusing and stretching the midsection of the body. Don't forget to keep your foot with the heel pressed outward. Take another breath in. Lower your arm. Leave the leg in place. Turn that arm up facing the ceiling. Slide out to that mid position. And now bring your attention back to your leg and envision your leg now from your hip joint down to your heel. Take a breath and lengthen along that internal plumb line of your leg. Lengthening. Feel the inner work of the leg as you do this. And after you've done two or three of those, then imagine that vertical wall up against your foot. Take a breath in. Mold your foot into that wall. So when you get up out of practice, you can look at that wall and you say, I have a little mold of both feet there. How does that look? Watch what happens as you do these. Pay attention to your neck. There's a tendency sometimes to flex the neck as you lengthen the leg. The muscles of the hips start to pull on the spine. So make sure that you keep that arch, isolating the movement in the leg. Sliding your heel back up and bringing your foot to rest on the foot triangle. All right, now bring both arms close to your body, palm down. Palms down, internally rotating the shoulders. Bring both arms up alongside your ears. And one at a time, straighten your legs down to the floor. Straighten one and then the other so that both arms are up alongside your ears and both legs are straight. The paintbrush is pointing straight up toward the ceiling. The heels are pressed out. Take a breath and lengthen one side of the body, focusing on the space between the ribs and the pelvis. Lengthen. Hold and release, and then do the other side. Lengthen, hold, and release. Bringing your arms down alongside your body, keep your legs in place. Turn your arms so your palms face your body. Neutral pack position. Hug your body with your arms, kind of touch your body with your arms. And now bring both arms up alongside your ears in that position. Notice what happens. Notice how your feet tend to kind of, your legs rotate out a little bit. Maybe I see some toes kind of going to the side there. So you want to keep that paintbrush pointing up toward the ceiling. Take a breath and lengthen one side of the body again in this position. Lengthen, hold, release, and then do the other side. Lengthen, hold, release, and keeping the elbows straight, bring those arms back down to hug your body at the sides. And now, with your arms close to your body, turn your arms facing upward. This is external rotation of the shoulders. And bring both arms up alongside your ears. Now, when you come to the end of your motion, your palms should be facing the floor. Your palms should be facing the floor, not your thumbs, not the back of your hand, but your palms. Now, watch what's happened to your legs as you've done this. Have you noticed you see your feet kind of rolling out to the side a little bit? You're rotating, so you want to bring them back so your toes are pointing straight up toward the ceiling. And then lengthen out one side of the body with your arms in this position. Releasing, do the other side. Keep those palms facing the floor. This can be a challenge. And then take a deep breath in, as deep as you can here, all the way up to your collarbones, and then as you release it, stretch both arms, both feet, out through that spot between that's in front of your heels. How long can you be this morning? And then bring your arms back down to the sides of your body so your palms are facing up. Slide them out to the side one at a time. Slide each heel up so you're back in the decompression position. And you're going to get ready to do the bridge. So we've given you each a yoga block. So even if you don't think you need it, see if you can find it. Place it up between your knees. The nice thing about the yoga block is you have three choices here. A narrow choice, a mid choice, and a wider choice. So you figure out which one is good for you. With your arms out to the side, feet are resting on the foot triangle, palms are turned up, breath is continuing. Take a breath in and begin to squeeze the sponges out from beneath your shoulders. Imagine you've got these great big, those big sponges that you get to wash your car with. It's a big sponge. Squeeze all the water out. As you breathe out, feel your chest rise. Hold that position. Take another breath in. Tighten your abdominals. Those six points, you draw those beads in towards your navel. Tighten your abdominals. Hold that. Take another breath. Bring your attention to your feet. Press into your feet. Lift your hips up. If we were to draw a straight line between your knees and your shoulders, your hips would come up to that level. Imagine some force is right underneath your tailbone and your sacral area and pressing that sacrum up toward the ceiling. So if you feel your knees spreading apart at all, don't be afraid to use a prop. Use the yoga block. It keeps you in better alignment. Remember Kapalabhati? Close your mouth, forced exhalation out through your nose. We didn't blow the nose first, so but you're all alone on your mat, so you'll be okay here. Holding the bridge, holding. If you start to feel any cramping or anything, you want to come down. Let's just do a couple more breaths. Slowly lower your hips. Release your abdominals and then your shoulders last. Reach up and take the block out from between your legs. We're going to move into fish, Matsyasana. You're going to straighten one leg down to the floor, the other one next to it. And now, instead of pressing out through the heel, what you're going to do is roll on the heel and point, bring your legs together and point your toes down into plantar flexion. Legs parallel with each other. And feel what happens when you do that, how you begin to get a little more arch in your lower back. Take your hands, place your hands on the sides of your ribs so your elbows are on the floor, not bringing your thumbs around behind, but having your thumbs parallel. So you want your hands on your ribs, not down below the ribs, but on the ribs as much as possible. So your elbows are resting on the floor. You're going to use them for support. Back to the breath. And begin to roll the marble down toward the pubic bone. Tuck the fig leaf under. Pull up on the bum string in the back and notice the pressure coming on the tailbone. Now, keeping the tailbone on the floor, press into the tailbone and begin to recruit that erector spinae muscle. Arching your back up off the floor, leading with the tailbone, and then envision that muscle that recruits all the way up, trying not to tilt your head back until you're a little bit more off the floor, and then letting your head just go along for the ride. So pressing with the tailbone, lifting the back, arching. So the weight is primarily on your tailbone, your heels, and your elbows. Spread the wings of your collarbone. Open the front of the body. Breathing in and out evenly as you hold the posture. And then slowly breathing in and on the breath out, releasing back down to the floor. Bringing your arms out to the sides again. Bending your hips and knees, sliding one heel up and then the other one. And begin keeping your arms out to the side. Allow your body to relax on the floor once again. And begin to press your feet down and away from your buttocks. And press and release. And press and release. And see if you can feel any movement beginning. This is called spinal rock. As you press your feet, the pelvis moves. You want to feel that movement. And then see if you can kind of establish yourself a little rhythm. We haven't done this in the class yet. We'll do this today before you leave. I want to make sure you know this. So that you see if you can establish a little rocking motion in your body just to help your back relax. So it's just a press and release. Try not to do a pelvic tilt and try to force it with the pelvis. Just respond to the pressure in your feet. Press down and away and then release. And down and away and release. Down, away and release. Open your jaw. Close your eyes. Feel your body. Palms are facing up. Okay, so we're going to transition over to side lying. So, as soon as I say that, your body's deciding what it's going to do. So, you get to decide. Do you want to lie on your right side or your left side? Whichever side it is, move to the other side of the mat first. Otherwise, you end up on the floor or somebody else's mat. Bring one arm up alongside your ear as you roll. Straighten out that leg. And then you want to have your legs nice and long in side lying. Lie on your side and then bring your legs back a little bit so that your hips are in neutral or maybe even slightly extended. This is the position of next compression on your spine. And bring your top arm. If you need it for balance, leave it right where it is. But if bring your top arm down and place it on the side of your body. And see how you can balance on this side. Knees are straight and long. Good. Okay. And then anytime during this, if you need to have your hand help you balance, please, by all means, just place it on the floor, okay? All right, now begin to envision your bottom leg, the area between your hip and your knee, primarily, on the floor. Coordinating with your breath, pressing the bottom leg into the floor. Feel the rise of the other leg. Don't try to lift the other leg yet. Just feel what happens as you alternately, coordinating with the breath, press and release the bottom leg. And then when you're ready, after you've kind of noticed that, practice the press. Continue to press the bottom leg and then begin to build on the lift of the top leg, lifting that leg up as if you could touch the side of your heel on the ceiling. You could place a little blue or yellow dot on the top, right up on the ceiling. You lift that leg up in the air, keeping it in alignment, keeping sure that knee stays straight, that you're not bending the knee and you're not rolling back to try to get the leg higher. So the heel should be pointing toward the ceiling, not the little toe. Yeah, you want to get that leg so that heel pointing toward the ceiling. Hold. Feel the burn on the side of your hip. And then begin to release down. And you're going to transition to the other side. So you can either turn on your abdomen, move over on your mat and turn on your other side, or you can turn on your back. You get to decide. Just stay as close to the floor as you can as you transition. As Bhavani reminded us, the bridge passages, keeping our focus, making this entire flow your yoga practice, not just jumping from posture to posture, position to position, but being conscious of your body and your breath as you move into the next position. It's part of the practice. Notice any differences on this side. Is your balance is good? You feel your position is adequate? Balance with your hand if you need to. And begin to identify that bottom leg, the side of the leg, and begin to connect that to the floor. Just pressing and releasing, and notice any reaction on the other leg. And just do that two or three times. Just noticing, pressing down, lifts you up. And then the next time you do it, take a breath in, press the bottom leg, and then begin to voluntarily lift. And again, the heel goes toward the ceiling. So you want to get that heel. It's a little more difficult to do it this way. People are used to externally rotating the hip and lifting the leg a little higher. So we want to make sure that leg is going up. The toes are pointing toward the floor, the heel toward the ceiling. Lifting, holding. Feel the burn on the side of your leg. And then making sure your breath is continuing, flushing those working muscles with oxygen. Take another breath in, and then slowly lower that leg. And you're going to transition over onto your back and find your hip crease towel, the one you made yesterday. Place it on top of your body, right at the level of the hip crease. And now you're going to decide which way you're going to roll. Move to the other side of your mat, staying as close to the floor as possible. Tuck the little towel, that towel, underneath your hip, and then roll onto your abdomen, straightening out your leg on the side towards which you're going. And voila, you end up on your belly with that right in place under your hip crease. Make any final adjustments. Now, you also, I think we gave everyone a towel so you can, if you need support for your forehead. Does anybody need a towel? Did we miss a mat? Oh, a few towels needed here. You want to rest your forehead on a towel and bring your arms out to the side at that 90-90 position so that you can get your sternum wiggle down on toward the floor. Lengthen out your body. Get as much of your body on your mat as you can. Bend your elbows so that your arms are in a 90-90 position. Just let yourself rest down on the floor. Boy, you guys are fabulous this morning. This is great. Bring your legs together. They like to come apart a lot when you're in prone. Have you noticed? The heels like to roll out. Sometimes the toes roll out. Legs like to come apart. So we need to keep our mind also on our legs as we're moving the upper body or whatever it is that we're doing when we're in this position. This is one of the best positions for strengthening of the back. Okay, begin to feel the pressure of your body on your hip crease support. Just feel how heavy your body feels. And when you go home, if you find that the roll that you've made feels a little bit like too much, make another one with a smaller towel or vice versa. If you don't have enough support, make a little bit bigger one. Take a breath in, and as you breathe out, increase the pressure of your body on the hip crease support. Pressing, holding, releasing. And as you press down, you also direct the force towards your feet so that you're getting some action in the extensor muscles of your legs. You're pressing, releasing, coordinating it with the breath. Watch what happens to your feet now as you start to do this. Your body automatically compensates. It's always trying to protect itself. It's always trying to heal in spite of how we treat it. So we have to kind of pay attention. And now, keeping your legs parallel to one another, slowly and release the pelvic press. Just, you know, don't be pressing on your support. Bend one knee. And bend your knee to about 90 degrees. Resist the urge to point your toes. Imagine that if you were to lift your knee, you're not going to lift it, but imagine if you were to, that foot triangle would be imprinted on the ceiling. Okay, so your foot is flat. And now bend the other knee next to it. Both knees are bent. Feet are flat. Now, feel the pressure on your hip crease support. Take a breath and increase the pressure on the hip crease support. It's the same movement as we just did with the legs straight. Now your knees are bent. You're going to get a little more stretch in the hips, maybe in the quadriceps, on the front of the thigh. So see if you can coordinate with your breath. Breathe in and then out with the effort. As you press down, you breathe out. And then release the breath as you release. And then bring the legs back down on the floor. Legs parallel to each other. Point your toes. Rest your weight on the front of your feet. Make your feet as long as possible. Take a breath in, press in, got ahead of myself here. Bring your arms down at your sides, make fists with your hands, with your thumbs facing downward. And Most of you, your hands will come somewhere around that hip crease support, maybe your wrist, that's okay, whatever you're comfortable with. If you want to move your arms out to the side a little bit, that's okay too. You want to be able to use your arms for a little bit of support here. Take a breath in, and as you breathe out, increase the pressure. Do the pelvic press, direct the force towards your feet, and then pick one leg, lengthen that leg, and lift it off the floor. Knee stays straight. Lift from the hips. Lift. Half locust. Hold. And release. Notice which leg you picked first. Take another breath in. As you exhale, lengthen and lift the other leg. And notice any difference here. Keeping the knee straight, the foot plantar flexed, lifting, press with your arms for a little support, hold, and then release down. Take one more breath in. Make sure your legs are parallel, because if we prop ourselves up to adjust anything, then our legs will come apart because of the tightness in our hips. Take a breath, pelvic press, and then feel the lift, and keeping the legs parallel, lift both legs off the floor. Keep your arms down on your mat. Push with your arms to assist your legs. Press, keep the legs together. Keep the legs together. Hold. And release down. Well done. Bring your arms back up with your elbows bent and let yourself snuggle down on the floor. Okay, now you have your forehead resting on a towel. Take the towel out and place your hands under your forehead. Support your forehead with your hands. Now this is a little movement called the head. Now go back and check your legs. You've been moving your arms and your head. See if your legs haven't flipped apart there a little bit and bring them back together. This is a movement called the head lift, which we haven't done in class. It's the same as the head press. So what you're going to do is imagine that you're looking into a mirror. Or as one person told me, she preferred to look into a crystal clear pool of water. Someplace where you can see your reflection. And you're looking at your whole face. Straight on. Take a breath in. And lift your head 1 millimeter off from your 1 millimeter. That's not very much. Little tiny lift so that you can still see your whole face in the mirror. This is that cervical retraction motion that we were doing yesterday in standing. And this helps to strengthen the muscles of your neck. Now, when you lift, if you sense that you're looking at more chin than forehead, it means that you're tilting your head. Now, you're not necessarily going to hurt yourself that way, but it's not the movement that we want. We want that cervical retraction. So it's a breath in as you're relaxed, and then a breath out as you lift, hold, and relax. So remember, it's the same as the head press, only now you're lifting your head against gravity. Now, if you think that's not much, your head weighs about 20 pounds. So, you know, it's a fair lift. I'll bet you can't do a biceps curl with 20 pounds. So you lift, hold, and release. Okay, slide your... Now, see if you can rest your head down on your forehead without a pillow. You're going to slide your arms up alongside your ears. And lengthen out your arms. We're going to go up into Sphinx, it's called. Most of you know what that is, but if you don't know it now, you will in a minute. Okay, so you're going to begin by doing the pelvic press, which is, if anything, it's an anterior pelvic tilt. So you're going to press down in a way as you tilt. Take a breath, begin to lift your chest and slide your arms back so that your elbows come underneath your shoulders. Your elbows are under your shoulders, not your hands. Your elbows are under your shoulders. You prop up on your elbows. How's that? Now, some of you are old enough to remember lying on the floor and reading the funny papers, right? Or maybe you still do. I don't know. You lie on the floor and study or something. Now, notice what's happened to your legs. Go back down. Go back down. Now, some of you have your legs still together, so you don't have to go back down if your legs are still together. But many of you have your legs apart. So go back down, bring your legs together, and hold the legs together as you come up. Hold the heels together. So your weight is on your elbows. Now look up a little bit, so you look up toward the front of your mat. Okay? Lift up your hands, just the hands. Keep the elbows, just no weight on your hands now, okay? Turn your palms down. Press into your elbows. Press and notice how that makes you lift higher. Again, pressing down lifts you up. Press down, hold, and relax. You can keep your hands on the floor. I just wanted to lift your hands so that I want you to understand that you don't press into your hands, you press into your elbows. Press into your elbow, keep your head up. But just have the head kind of in line with the body, not hyperextended. Release. Okay, now this one's a little tricky. We're going to move into Cobra right from here, so don't panic. So what you're going to do is be aware of your legs so they don't come apart. Keep the press going with the pelvis. Take a breath. Maintain as much height of the Sphinx as you can as you bring your hands under your shoulders with your elbows up in the air in the back. So you're going to be resting on your hands. Cup your hands. Keep the elbows bent. You don't straighten the elbows when you do Cobra. Keep them bent. Press up. Slide your shoulder blades down into your sacral pocket. And notice how in some of you, your legs came apart in spite of your best intentions. So what you want to do is come down a little bit and see if you can bring them back together and then hold them together as you come up in Cobra and breathe. Spread the wings of your collarbone. This is not how high you can lift. This is what good form you have. You don't. Some people will be higher than others. If you try to go too high, you're going to start hunching your shoulders up towards your ears. That's not good form. Okay, release back down, all the way down to the floor. Rest your forehead on your hands. And just focus on the breath for a moment. Allow your body to relax down on the floor. Just breathe out a couple times with a sigh. And now, once again, bringing your hands underneath your shoulders, you're going to push up onto your hands and knees. So, Adrian and Amanda are standing by ready to help here, right? So, we want to get in onto your hands and knees, cupping your hands. We want to make sure that your knees are about hip distance apart so you have good balance. You can let your feet relax. You don't have to rest on your toes. Just let your feet relax. And making sure that your knees are under your hips. There's a tendency to get the hips out in front of the knees. Got it? Okay. Good. Okay. Now, just kind of you can't really feel your back. You don't have the nervous system to feel what's going on in your back. So just assume that your lumbar spine is a little rounded, because most of them are here in the room. Okay, so what you want to do now, and this is kind of backwards from when you're lying on your back or standing, is you roll the marble. Now, the marble's sitting on your navel right now. Okay, of course, gravity would let it drop to the floor, but we're going to imagine it's kind of glued to your navel there, right there. And then you're going to roll it down to the pubic bone. And as you do that, notice how your tailbone might rise up toward the ceiling a little bit. So you roll down toward the pubic bone, tuck the fig leaf under, and pull up on the bum string in the back. You just had that. That's it. Just let it stay right now. Imagine that you've seen pictures of a swayback mare, you know, a horse like that. That's what you want to drop that lumbar spine down there. So you have a little concavity in that lumbar spine. Now, some of you are going to be able to do this better than others. So you just want to keep working at it. Stay forward a little bit. That's it. Okay. Now, feel the weight on your cupped hands and your knees and even it up like you're a table. You're holding up a table with fine china and wine and whatever you want to imagine on your table. And keep your head up. There's a tendency to drop your head in this position. And then slowly pick one arm. You're going to move one arm, so you want to press down with the other three points. Slide that hand out in front of you on the mat as far as you can. Then when you get as far as you can, lift it up in the air to shoulder level, keeping your balance. Hold. And then bring that back down. Watch that your head doesn't move as you raise your arm. I see some people drop their head as they raise the arm. So take a breath. Balance on the three points. Slide the other hand out. And then when you get as far as you can, lift. And hold it for a moment or two. And then down. Again, checking your stability points. Slide one foot out behind you as far as you can, keeping the toes on the floor. Keep the toes on the floor. When you get that leg out there, then lift straight up toward the ceiling. Lift, hold, and release back down to the start. And then do the other leg. Keep that. If we were to balance the dowel on your pelvis, it should stay put. Make sure your head stays up. And then down on the knee. Oh, wonderful. All right. Okay. So now what you're going to do is transition. Come up on your knees and get your dowel. As you do it, the shear's over here. Yeah, got it. Good morning. Well, some of you are facing the back of the room, some of you are facing the front of the room. That's okay. Oh, wait a minute, my body. Woof, as you say.
Exactly.
Okay there?
Yep.
Could one of you come up here when she's up on her knees, please? Just be it. Here.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Well,
I feel safe.
You might be fine with it. There you are. Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, so take your dowel in one hand, palm facing down, and then in the other hand, and bring your dowel right into the hip crease. And then again, adjust it so that your elbows are straight. Slide it in and out, just kind of feel. I really want you to get this point, because so many people, you know, do this to get it where they want it. They'll be out here and then they'll do this. And then the shoulders start to go up and so on. But if you just slide your arms, your hands in and out, you'll get it right where you want it, right? Okay, so kind of press into that area. So you've got it right specifically there.
squeeze in the abductor area. Just squeeze and then press forward. Press and let your head go along for the ride. Don't try to tilt back. Just kind of let it go. Lead with the hips. And release. Okay, breath in and press. Hold and relax. Breathing in and press. Hold and relax. Great. Okay. Now, take your dowel and place your one hand, face the palm facing forward, thumb out. Okay, let go of the other hand. Bring the dowel around behind you. Level of your tailbone. Again, sliding in and out. Make sure that you've got it right where you want it there at the tailbone. Now, some of you, if you have longer arms, you may, when you go home, buy a 5-foot dowel. But you need at least a 4-foot. Okay? And for your practices, I'd say if you're teaching yoga, you definitely need, you know, get a selection of dowels. They're not very expensive. And so people can learn how to do these movements in better alignment. Okay? Breath in. You're going to squeeze with your abductors. Press forward. And then allow that dowel to kind of roll down your legs as you bring your hands back. Spread the wings of your collarbone. And those of you who have the flexibility, reach back for your heels. Or keep the dowel on your thighs to assist the support of the arch in your back as you go into camel. Okay. Breathe. Hold. Don't have your head quite so far back. Good. Okay. And then come back up. Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Nice. Okay. All right. Put your dowel down at the side. I'm going to transition now up into a standing position. So you're going to bring, if you're real forward on your mat, you might want to move back a little bit so you have some space there. And then bring one foot forward into a lunge. Take one hand on your knee, press up into standing position. Ah, here we are, back in Tadasana. Wow. Feel your body now in Tadasana after doing all this work. How does this feel to you? Feet are pressing in to the foot triangle. We're lengthening up through the internal plumb line of the body, right up through that fontanelle on the crown of the head. Take a breath. Slowly bring your arms out slowly. Not quite as slow that if somebody was watching, they couldn't see them moving, but slowly. Notice anything happening in your shoulders. So palms are down. And then seat your shoulder blades. Just kind of, if they any either shoulder tended to raise up, seat the shoulder blades. Now moving from the shoulder, turn your whole arm facing upward. Lengthen out. Pull the fingertips out of the Chinese finger lock. Take another breath. And bring your arms about another 45 degrees. Not way up over your head necessarily. Now again, watch your shoulder blades. So they ride up. Just kind of pull those shoulder blades down and in, down into the sacral pocket. Looking straight ahead with soft eyes and breathe. Feet pressing into the floor, internal plumb line lengthening, breathing. Take another breath in, slowly lower your arms down to shoulder level, and keeping them right at shoulder level, drop your fingertips down toward the floor. See if you feel any extra stretch there in your forearms or your fingers or your... Okay, and then bring the hands back up. Turn your palms facing downward, the arms, and return to the starting position. Begin to make some circles with your shoulders. Now, keeping the elbows like empty coat sleeves, so that we're not doing this with our elbows. We're not bending the elbows. We're moving the shoulder blades, just loosening up those shoulder blades a little bit. Imagine you could draw circles on the opposite walls with a paintbrush extending out from your shoulders, and we're going up, back, down, and around. It is the rare instance where I would have anybody go the other way with the shoulders, because they're already this way too much, so I emphasize the backward, opening up the shoulder kind of movement. Pause. Do one shoulder. Vision the shoulder blades gliding. Okay, now this is what I start to see. Look at me. Okay, I want to keep those headlights of the pelvis forward, so we're getting movement just in the shoulder. And then do the other shoulder. Notice this is where we really start to see other movements. Good. Check out your arms a little bit. Okay, now let's spread your legs apart just a little bit. Not so much that you can't remain on the foot triangle, so you've got a nice, stable support. And for this pose, which is called the goddess pose, it's a warrior pose, a female warrior, you're going to roll on your heel a little bit and just point your toes out a little bit, help protect your knees, because some of you have quite a lot of external rotation here, so you want to make sure that the knees are okay. All right, take a breath. Float your hands up to shoulder level. Seat your shoulder blades. Roll your arms up. Bend your elbows so that your hands are facing your head. Looking straight forward with a soft gaze. Take a breath. And then slide down the internal plumb line. So we're going to hold this for about 10 minutes.
No.
Just kidding. Kapalabhati helps here. Get your mind off your pain. Breath in. And press up, straighten the elbows, turn the palms down, return to the starting position. You see any benefits to that pose? You know, in postures where you bend the knee and you do a squat, it's very strengthening for your legs and your abdominals. Just about anything you can imagine. So, the goddess pose is very strengthening. Okay, so now you want to have your feet about hip distance apart. Okay, we're going to do a series, I call the moon series, side moon, back moon. So, feel yourself standing in Tadasana. Float your hands out to the side. Seat your shoulder blades, turn the arms upward, and then continue to raise your arms overhead. Now for this, if you can't bring your hands together without bringing your arms out in front of you, then just come as far as you can and keep your arms in alignment. If you can bring your hands together, clasp your hands, point your index fingers, this is called temple pose. Without bending your head back or anything. Okay, all right. Lengthen up through your body. Now, take a breath and you're going to press one hip to the side, either hip. Just a little bit, and then relax. Press, relax. Press. Now, imagine that you're up in space next to the moon. And what you're going to do is press one hip to the side And lay your body, the opposite side of your body, over, which means you can't collapse in your ribs. You have to keep that inner curve long. And you also don't want to rotate. You want to go side. Feel the stretch along the side of your body. Press in to the side towards which your hip. You moved your hip, press that foot in, and return to neutral. Everybody okay? And begin to press the hip to the other side. Now watch this. This is where you want the headlights of the pelvis pointing straight ahead. The movement begins in the hips. And then when you're ready, lay your body. In other words, you have to lengthen on that inside curve, laying your body over the moon. Lifting up. I'm just going to turn to the side so you can see from the side. But you just stay where you are. Okay, now, what you're going to do is squeeze your legs together, press your hips forward, and lay back over them. Keep your head between your arms. Don't let your head fall back. Pressing forward. Coming back to neutral. Okay, now bring your feet apart a little bit. You're going to need a little more stability for this. Bring your arms back down, palms up, palms down. Take a breath, seat your shoulder blades, slide down the plumb line. Now, roll the marble down to your pubic bone, tuck the fig leaf, pull up on the bum string, and come down into the swan dive, keeping your back long. Pull the crown of your head and the base of your pelvis out of the Chinese finger lock. Some of you will be able to get down and rest your upper body on your knees. I'm not going to go there, but remember to keep that length. Don't let your body round. Keeping your back nice and stable, tighten your abdominals a little bit to help out there. Just let your hands drop. Your back does not change. Now begin to slowly tighten those abdominals a little bit more. And then allow your hands to slide down your knees just a little bit. And then swing your hands out, bend your knees again, come up to a standing position, bring your hands out to the side, palms down, step together, and release. Close your eyes, stand in Tadasana, and feel the effects of the posture. So one of the things that I hear in yoga is that they want us to move the spine down, up, side, side, rotate, rotate. Well, that's my answer to doing part of it anyway, is to do it in a more safe way, remembering that we tend to bend and move in our area of greatest flexibility. What will happen when you do a forward bend, you will always bend in the same segment, unless you're being mindful. So the way we did that was to start the movement at the base of the spine and pull it up the spine so that we're getting as much of the force equal across the spine as possible, whether we're extending or whether we're going side or whether we're going forward. So that increases safety. Nothing's 100%. So it's helpful to have someone watch you do those kinds of things to make sure that you're safe. Whoops, okay. All right, one more. So we're going to do warrior one. So you can either move to the back of your mat if you're going to step forward, or you can go to the front of your mat if you want to step backward into the warrior. So, oops, I like to go the other way. All right, so coming back into Tadasana again. Bring your arms out to the side just for balance. Lengthen up. Get yourself set, press into your feet, you've got yourself nice and stable, take a breath, and either step forward or back, keeping the back foot pointing straight ahead, and then begin to lower down the plumb line by bending the forward knee, keeping the back leg straight, turning your palms up, bring your arms up alongside your ears, bending that forward knee a little bit,
Breathe. Look straight ahead. Don't let your head drop. You could probably do a Kabbalah Bhati here too. Press into the forward foot to return if you went forward, and step back with that forward foot if you went backward, and go the other way. Bring your hands down. Feel what you just did. Feel what you've done all morning. Take a breath and do the warrior on the other side. Either step back with the other foot or forward with the other foot, whichever. That's right. Get your balance there. Back foot straight ahead. Arms out to the side for balance. Okay, and then overhead and begin to sink down into the warrior. Straight down the plumb line. Right down. You got that plumb line that's at the base of your pelvis, up through your head, and you see you're going straight down through the plumb line. Look up, out, not necessarily up, but straight ahead. Your head and your body will follow your eyes. Have you ever noticed that when you drive? You look over the side of the road and all of a sudden you hear the bumps on the side of the road that you're too far to the right. Okay. And taking a breath and pressing with that forward foot, coming back into Tadasana. Lower your arms. Remember, we want to come out of the posture. Remember those, review those seven parts of the posture, because there's a great tendency just to kind of, I'm done with that one. Let go. Okay. So now we're standing in Tadasana. Go back to your breath. Place your hands in prayer position in front of your heart. Close your eyes. Give yourself a little thank you for showing up this morning. Wonderful. Take a breath. Slowly opening your eyes. Jai Bhagwan. Have a wonderful breakfast. We'll see you back here at 9.